U.S. has fueled is an indiscriminate military campaign that is destroying the Gaza, which is filled to the brim with women and children that have no escape. So that is that the U.S. has not even been able to get Israel to provide the relief that we need to get in is beyond belief. It's been a diplomatic impotence that is astounding.
So you have President Biden that has given billions of dollars in aid, military weapons to Israel. Then you have incoming President Trump, whose son-in-law Jared Kushner talked about Gaza as valuable waterfront real estate. You are not only the head of a large refugee agency, but you are a seasoned diplomat. You were involved with one of the initiators of the peace talks that led to Oslo 93. What needs to happen now? Biden's still in office until January 20th. And then Trump takes over, expected to be even fierce as an even closer ally to Netanyahu.
Yeah, but he also wants to be close to the Gulf countries. And his son-in-law tried to negotiate this Abrams Accord, which was one between Israel and the United Arab Emirates and other Gulf countries. Which let out the Palestinians, but now the Gulf countries cannot accept any deal with Israel without some justice for the Palestinians. At that time, they could neglect the Palestinians, not anymore. The public opinion in the Arab world would not accept it. So if Trump says America first, the present policy is Israel first, America second, and humanity third. Perhaps there could be some leverage now on Israel as the strongest party here, a ceasefire, end to the slaughter of civilians, a release for the hostages in exchange for a release of the arbitrarily detained Palestinians, and that could be the beginning of some peace process that could give justice and security to both sides. We cannot have wars every second year. It's not in Israel's interest to destroy its neighborhood in Gaza and in Lebanon. It will create new generations of hatred, and that is bad also for Israel.
Jan Egeland, your final comment right now, just after the U.S. election has taken place, the role that the U.S. plays when it comes to what Israel is doing, and what at this point, as endless UN and humanitarian organizations saying all of northern Gaza is on the verge of death, what Israel is trying to accomplish here?
What Israel has a cruel military logic, which is similar to that of President Assad of Syria, when he starved out besieged areas that were filled with civilians, but also with extremist militants inside. It's the same logic now for northern Gaza, where there's total besiegements of 100,000 people. I met some women who had come out with children, and they said, we were starving, we were being bombed, we left, and when we left, we were chased by Israeli tanks. I mean, this is the reality of this area, and the U.S. that has helped us in so many countries, from Sudan to the Sahel, to Colombia, to Myanmar,
Jan, we have 3 seconds.
Not been able to help us in Gaza.
Jan Egeland, Secretary General of the Norwegian Refugee Council, just out of Gaza. That does it for our show. A happy birthday to Diana Parra. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. There. Maybe that's better. Is that better? I don't know. We'll struggle through this. I hope you did hear Barbara Dane and the Chambers Brothers, but maybe not. Anyhow, PSAs. We'll do our PSAs and hope everything else is okay. Right now, millions of kids up to age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning up to $80,000 a year may qualify. Income levels may vary by state. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctors and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are covered. For more information or to enroll today, go to insurekidsnow.gov. That's insurekidsnow.gov. Oh, we might as well do another one while we're at it here. Taking care of a loved one can lead to plenty of questions. Fortunately, there's a place to get answers, both for them and for you. Find articles, tips, and tools from experts and fellow caregivers who have been in your place. Visit AARP's Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and WRCT. Okay, we're going to start off the Veterans Day songs with a song that perhaps needs a little bit of introduction. It's by Mary Gaucher. Mary Gaucher, for those of you who are not familiar with her, is a singer-songwriter. I would say she's, these days probably, she's more of a songwriter than a singer. Her songs have been recorded by a lot of different people. But anyhow, she grew up outside of New Orleans, is from down there, and is a very giving person. One of the things that she has done over the years is participated in a group that helped veterans, particularly those suffering from PTSD, by holding seminars in various parts of the country where the project for a week was to write a song that described their experience, and that has been shown to be an effective therapy for a lot of the conditions that these vets were struggling with. So anyhow, after this has been going on for a while, she put out a record of songs that were written in those seminars. We're going to play one from the collection, which is called Rifles and Rosemary Beads. So, start things off with Mary Gaucher.
I was an Army mechanic. I worked with the men. I worked on my back. I tried to fit in. Torque wrenches and ratchets, multimeters and scale. Grease on my face, grease on my hands, grease under my nails. And it was so hard to see till it attacked with my enemy. Wasn't Iraq? Soldiers bartered and traded. That's the way I
Now when I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life on the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, well, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time you stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun, and they marched me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. And amidst all the cheers, the flag waving and tears, we sailed off for Gallipoli. And how well I remember that terrible day, how our blood stained the sand and the water, and of how in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was waiting, he'd primed himself well, he showered us with bullets and he rained us with shell, and in 5 minutes flat he'd blown us all to hell. Nearly blew us right back to Australia, but the band played Waltzing Matilda when we stopped to bury our slain. We buried ours and the Turks buried theirs. Then we started all over again. And those that were left, well, we tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead, and when I woke up in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, well, I wished I was dead. Never knew there was worse things than dying, for I'll go no more waltzing Matilda all around the green bush far and free, to hum tents and pegs, a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they gathered the crippled, the wounded, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind, the insane, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me to grieve, to mourn, and to pity. But the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood and stared. and they turned all their faces away. And so now, every April, I sit on me porch and I watch the parade pass before me. And I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reviving old dreams of past glories. And the old men march slowly, all bones stiff and sore. They're tired old heroes from a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. But the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But as year follows year, more old men disappear. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, who'll come waltzing Matilda with me? And their ghosts may be heard as they march by that billabong. Come waltzing Matilda with me.
Let me tell you what you were listening to in that last set. The last song was, and the band played Waltzing Matilda by Eric Bogle, who also was the fellow that wrote it. That was off of an album entitled By Request. Before Waltzing Matilda, we had Bob and the Lost Boys doing Veterans Day 2013. That was off of Bob Cook's 2017 release, Diatribe. And we started the set off with Mary Gaucher doing a song called Iraq. Writing credits there are Brandy Davidson and Mary Gaucher. The release was Rifles and Rosary Beads, which, as I mentioned, is a compilation of songs that were written during one-week seminars with veterans who were suffering ill effects from their service. Mary Gaucher was in charge. Well, I don't say in charge. She helped. She helped with the songwriting process. So, I should also mention that she's going to be in town sometime in December. I don't know, December 12th or something like that. If you're interested in seeing Mary live. She is a good performer. Often her between songs patter is just as illuminating as the songs themselves are, but she's she is quite a personality. So, let me tell you about, what am I going to do? I'll tell you about one of our fine underwriters here. Boy, it's 9:27 already. Been playing long songs, I guess. WRCT is supported by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian ice made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 95 flavors. I didn't even know there were that many flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. What are we playing next here? I don't think it needs an introduction, but I'll tell you something about it probably when we're done with the set.
until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until there are no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Miss a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. And it's a war that until that day the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality will remain but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war. War. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. Miss a war. War in the east. War in the west. War up north. War down south. War, war. Rumors of a war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight, we find it necessary, and we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil.
I sailed from Seattle, far away from friends and home, across the blue Pacific to the land of morning calm. Here's a helmet and a rifle and your prophylactics too, and as sure as I'm your captain, we will make a man of you. The 105s were pounding and their thunder shook the night. I asked my bold commander, who am I here to fight? It's the slopes and the slants, it's the gooks and chinks, said he, and I wondered if their captain ever said the same of me. I've seen the mountain winter where the air is cold and still, but oh, that frozen Chosin, it was a living hell. With the fever and the jaundice and 100 kinds of mold, we were slaughtered in our mummy bags by bayonets and cold. And everywhere I traveled, from the Gap at Coomeree, the Yongsan Reservation to the camps at Moonsani, from the golden plains of Inchon, my boots rotting on my feet, all I heard were crying babies while their mothers walked the street. We bought watches, we bought cameras, we bought whores and we bought booze, with the little barefoot beggars bending down to shine our shoes. We gave them back our candy, and to answer our desire, oh, we gave them round-eyed babies who died outside the wire. I got off in Seattle, and I climbed on board a train. I rode it through the mountains with a fever in my brain. I could find no reason to remain here anymore. Oh, there was no sign around me of the life I'd lived before. Then what's the pride in country if it robs a man of will? What's the pride in manhood if a man will rape and kill? And what's the pride in killing if the dead will rise again? Ah, but there's a pride in knowing that the enemy's within. So listen, all you troopers, here's a lesson you should know from an older brown shoe soldier who marched off long ago. They will use your pride and passion for to settle all their fights. Keep your pride in your trousers and the captain in your sights.
Let me tell you what was in the, that set. We started it off with Swamp Dog doing the song Sam Stone. That was from a compilation called, A Soldier's Sad Story. Might not be what it says on the playlist here. Subtitled Vietnam Through the Eyes of Black America, 1966 to 1973. That was an Ace Records release from New Orleans. What came after that? What came after that was a Bob Marley and the Wailers doing his song War. That was from a compilation, Rastamon Vibration. That song, the lyrics to that song were largely those of a speech given by Haile Selassie to the United Nations. The emperor did not get a writing credit for it. Neither did Marley, but that's a whole other story, which we won't go into right now. That was followed by Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA, and the last song we heard was Utah Phillips doing Trooper's Lament. That was from the fine 4-CD compilation, Starlight on the Rails, a songbook. Okay, I know I owe you something. Oh, I need to tell you about other shows on WRCT. Well, that's an easy one to do. First of all, I'm going to tell you about a show that you can hear Wednesdays. Whiskey Before Breakfast is a fiddle tune and a radio show, not a prescription from your podiatrist. Tune in to WRCT Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Whiskey Before Breakfast, Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk radio program. And stick around for an hour of bluegrass at 1 p.m. on Wednesdays on the Black Diamond Show. Where else but on 88.3 WRCT and WRCT.org. And then on Thursdays, we have Liquid. L-I-C-K-W-O-O-D, by the way. Liquid means rewind. A gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Tune in to Liquid Means Rewind on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. to hear the finest selection of jazz, dub, reggae, house, techno, two-step comma garage, jungle, and more, hosted by Big Cashew, only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, what are we going to do now? We're going to play one more Vets Day songs, and then we'll play some new music from Pittsburgh musicians. That sounds like a decent way to end the show today. So, here we go.
As they flew over Pinkville, the choppers could see the slaughter going on down below them. And they radioed the dying of the women and kids so the general headquarters would know them. Then one circled down to a place on the ground where there were children who were wounded or crying. Took them in the chopper to fly them out so that they wouldn't be among the dying. They were on their way out when below them they saw a little two-year-old baby. So they went down again and the pilot got out, muttering that the world had gone crazy. The baby was cradled in the pilot's arms, wounded and crying and bloody. When a lieutenant came up and said, "Put the kid down, get your chopper on out of here, buddy." The pilot looked down at the lieutenant's gun that was smoking hot from the killing. Said, "If I have to give my life for this child, then by God, you know that I'm willing." Then the gunner who stood in the helicopter door called out to the lieutenant, said, "We're calling your bluff, there's been killing enough. If your gun starts more, mine will end it. So they flew the kids out to the medics who said, war is hell, even babies get wounded. The pilot just looked at his gunner and shook, said to kill them was what was intended. The things that we've seen up in Pinkville today, well, we won't even try to describe them. But this wasn't war, it was a pack of mad dogs just killing to see people dying. They flew over Pinkville, the choppers could see the slaughter going on down below them. And they radioed the dying of the women and kids so the general headquarters would know them.
Now they're talking about who knows who. Going back to the Crescent City, where everything's still the same. This town has said what it has to say. Now I'm after that back highway, and the longest bridge I've ever crossed is over Pontchartrain. Tous les temps sont temps. Time stay. Tous les temps sont temps. That's what we'd say. 'Cause we used to dance the night away. Me and my sister, me and my brother, we used to walk down by the river. On time.
Okay, before we hand things over to Zombo here, let me tell you what was in that last set. The last two songs were both by Pittsburgh bands. The one you just heard was by, I'm never sure whether I should say this, Stereo Scandal or Stereo Scandal, but you get the message. The song was Inside My Dreams, and that was from their recent release, 2 Feet on the Ground. And then before that, we heard from Bertha and the Bells doing Crescent City from their self-titled initial release. And then we started the set off with Tom Parrott doing Pinkville Helicopter from The Best of Broadside. That was an even finer compilation than A Soldier's Sad Story. But yeah, that was put out by Folkways, and I guess it's still being put out by Smithsonian Folkways. Okay, so that's going to do it for me. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We will be back next week. I've just come back from a trip to the Southwest, so I think I'll be inspired to play some music from New Mexico, Arizona. If that doesn't fill it up, maybe we can do some Southern California. Anyhow, thanks for listening. This is WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
I don't know what they have to say. It makes no difference anyway. Whatever it is, I'm against it. No matter what it is or who commenced it, I'm against it. Your proposition may be good, but let's have one thing understood. Whatever it is, I'm against it. And even when you've changed it or condensed it, I'm against it. I'm opposed to it. On general principles, I'm opposed to it. For months before my son was born, I used to yell from night till morn, whatever it is, I'm against it. And I've kept yelling since I first commenced it. I'm against it. Knowing Dad as I do, I'd not advise you to displease him or tease him. No, no, don't double-cross him or toss him around. When dear old Dad once gets mad, he's a hound. My son is right, I'm quick to fight, I'm from a fighting clan. When I'm abused or badly used, I always get my man. No matter if he's in Peru, Paducah, or Japan, I go ahead alive or dead, I always get my man. I soon dispose of all of those who put me on the pan. Like Shakespeare said to Nathan Hale, I always get my man. I always get my man.
Turbo fan.
Wonderful.
Make new.
All right, scram, boys.
Turbo men make big men. Why do you think we got some men in state office? Because they're turbo. Look like you got to be turbo now to be popular. Look at the headlines of your newspapers every day. I don't care if you're from New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, or Selma, Alabama. In most cases, the headlines of your papers are telling you about something that happened terrible. just like before I left Denver, Colorado. Headlines on every paper in Denver where this woman poured gasoline on her husband and set him afire while he was asleep. Now, if she had poured cologne or perfume on him and started kissing all over him, nobody wouldn't have never known a damn thing about it. Terrible things make news. Terrible songs make big songs. It's really pitiful and terrible about this Vietnam War. A young boy was in here last night. He had just been drafted. He had to go to Vietnam. And he had his little old girlfriend with him. And she was crying because he had to leave her behind for the front. It was hard when he left. So they left here and went down to the depot. And she was crying down there because he pulled out too soon. So he kissed her and went off in his uniform.